The Aqua Alexandrina was the 11th and last aqueduct in ancient Roman history. It built in 226 AD by Alexander Severus, and it supplied the nearest thermal baths, located in the area of the Campus Martius, near the Pantheon. The aqueduct was 22 km long and delivered 250 liters every second. For its construction, many innovative techniques for the arches are completely made of lateritium, a material which is both resistant and light. Because of this, it was possible building it straighter than its predecessor, being able to cut through hills by alternating galleries and viaducts. The arch's height was constant, 3.5 meters, 12 feet, except in Valle della Maranella, where it's shortened to 3.1 meters. The pylons of the arches were squared, with a width of 2.37 meters. The underground routes were tunnels of small dimensions built to overstep hills. The water came from springs in the Pantano Borghese, located on the ancient Prenestina Way, 3 kilometers north of Colonna. Sistus V had them depleted in 1585. The course proceeds fairly straight towards the center of Rome, going west, resurfacing in the area of Torre Angela. The most impressive route is in neighborhood Cento Celle, near Via degli Olmi and Via dei Pioppi, where it reaches the height of 25 meters. In this part, the Aqueduct 50 arches stand above Viale Palmiro Togliatti, and it's possible to see a defensive tower, which proves its usage at least until the Middle Ages. The last visible route is located at the end of Via Torpignattara, where the structure overpassed the ditch of Acqua Bulicante or Maranella.